Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The stepson of one of the people on board the missing Titanic submarine is causing quite the commotion social media.
This guy.
Yeah, I know. It's so much so that Cardi B is coming for him. So a little recap. He posted about how while his stepdad is at the bottom of the ocean in the submarine, he was at the Blink 182 show.
And even tweeted out to him, you said, right?
Yep. He tweeted, "It might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show as it's my favorite band and helps me in difficult times." Everyone was like, okay, no, like you should be at home with your family. And that's exactly how Cardi B felt about it. And also, just to paint the picture for you, if you want to check out this video, it's on my Instagram story. She has this filter of her with like some skeletal man like behind her, wrapped around her. So this whole thing is like a fever dream. But she's spitting facts. Like she's where was the lie? And so he actually came out and decided to throw a little shade towards her because he obviously wasn't happy that superstar Cardi B is coming for him
and saying what everybody else is thinking.
We're all thinking it. He replied, "Cardi B, we all know your latest releases are trash, but is your career this desperate for attention now?"
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Low and low.
Yeah.
He should stop.
And he wasn't done yesterday, too, because, you know, about the Instagram model thing?
Yeah, and then afterwards, so some OnlyFans model that he later clarified that he apparently talks to a lot, she posted this tweet that said, "Can I sit on you?"
Kind of with a sexy picture of her just in a bathing suit with a rocking body, right?
Yeah.
Butts hanging out. While his stepdad is at the bottom of the ocean in a submersible that was supposed to possibly run out of oxygen this morning.
Yes. And he quote tweeted it and said, "Yes, please." So wow. It's just a lot of really distasteful things on his Twitter. He actually is getting so much hate from the media that he decided to actually hop on his Instagram story last night and explain why he decided to go to the Blink 182 concert and tweet at the OnlyFans model.
"Thanks for the love and the support. Here are the facts, okay? Believe it or not, I have about $100 to my name. I can't go out to the ocean. I have a legal situation keeping me here as well. I can't get on a flight. I don't have a passport. I was sitting here yesterday watching the news for 2 days straight. I go to a Blink 182 show because they have a ticket. It wasn't like I was having super fun. It wasn't like I was celebrating, having a great time. I was kind of just listening to some of my all-time favorite songs, kind of like nodding my head and just trying to get off the phone for like maybe like 2 hours or so and come right back into the drama. The submarine is stuck at the damn Titanic. There's nothing I can do for the situation at all. So that's the truth."
Yeah, he posted photos of him on Twitter. He looked like he was having a great time, honestly.
Yeah.
It's no one's asking him to go find his stepfather, but it's just, you're not clearly not grieving, because grieving people don't tweet at Instagram models. And even if you went to the Blink concert, you don't post a photo of yourself being like, "Look where I am." And you don't tweet the Instagram model, "Can I sit on you? Oh, please pray for my family." Like, you shut up and you do what Cardi B says and you sit at home and you wait by the phone for news.
Like, I like to believe, but I like to say people all people grieve differently, right? All people handle stressful situations and all people handle grief differently. He's the exception.
He's an idiot. Yeah. But he doesn't sound like he's all there, honestly. He's got something disconnected.
Yeah, I said it yesterday, and I didn't really mean it as a joke. I do think there's probably some mental illness there, which is, again, sad all around. They didn't learn from the BB Rexha incident. Another pop star got hurt on stage at their concert by a fan. More on that on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.